So the main class for all of the things that you put in the windowing system is called component. And there's a hierarchical system of how you can have subclasses of component that go into the windowing system, and also how you can layer them so that you can divide up the windowing system, which is one component, into a set of smaller components, and then define finally the smallest things which go inside this nested system of components are things, concrete things like buttons and text fields that you actually want to appear on the window. So some of the programming that you do in the Abstract Windowing Toolkit is just deciding how you're going to structure the set of classes that are going to handle what appears on the window. And one way that you do that is deciding which kinds of classes will handle which parts, and also just how to break it up into parts and have different classes handle different parts. Most of the classes that we work with in windowing are descended from, as subclasses from component. Not all of them are. They're the menu classes. They're off on the side in the hierarchy. The other part of the windowing system is not only defining what the various components will be, but saying how they're going to appear with respect to each other in the window. This is the so-called layout, and there's a set of layout managers to help structure how the components are going to appear in the window. You don't do this at a very fine-grained level in which you say things like what pixel locations to put buttons at, the way you did in the graphics part. In the graphics part, it's very detailed. You give pixel locations for things. In the rest of the windowing system, you just give an abstract scheme called a layout that says how the components are to be added in a general kind of way, and you never say explicitly where they're supposed to be. So it's a higher level type of way to specify how the components are going to appear on the window.